those of this service and take up our missions offering and all those things you got to do on Mother's Day service. But I want to share this with you this morning. And the title of the sermon this morning is A Word to the Wise. Has anybody ever heard that terminology? A Word to the Wise. And the Lord just kind of dropped this in my heart. So I went to looking it up. Where did that come from? A Word to the Wise. So as I began to look it up, it said, who said a word to the wise is enough? What we can say is that the expression is found in the Talmud, where the maximum is, in other words, the way it was originally said, a word to the wise is sufficient. You're going to laugh at the second part of that. But for a fool, even a stick helps. Woo! Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. See, even a stick helps, Brother Lucas. Hallelujah. Glory. Woo! Amen. The Talmud is notes that were taken from the Jewish rabbis as they were discussing the Word of God. So in other words, it's not the Bible, but yet it was the rabbis, Jewish rabbis, as they were discussing the Word of God. It's a commentary, and they said, a word to the wise is sufficient, but for a fool, not even a stick helps. I didn't read that one word in there a while ago. For the fool, you can beat him with it all day long, it ain't going to help him a bit. But if you want wisdom, a word to the wise. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, it is used when you're about to give a piece of advice or information to someone in an informal way. So a word to the wise this morning. I want to start this morning with Luke chapter number 1, verses 37 and 38. And I want to give you here this morning a few words to the wise. Things that will help you and I if we'll let them be sufficient. How many remember what the Bible says about grace? My grace is sufficient. That's a word to the wise. Luke chapter 1 verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. That's a word to the wise. Keep that close to you. When you don't think you can, just always remember with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now verse number 38, if you don't remember where this has come from. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. You can be seated again this morning. Amen. Word to the wise, be it unto me according to thy word. Here we had a word to the wise from an angel talking to Mary to give her some information that she needed for the journey she was about to embark on. She didn't understand how this was going to be because he'd already told her the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. And that which is born of you is going to be holy, the Son of God. Woo! And she said, how can this be? And that's when the angel gave a word to the wise. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. You think your life's impossible? No, it's not. You see, that a word to the wise. Now, don't make me have to beat you with a stick. Woo. Hallelujah. A word to the wise. With God, nothing shall be impossible. A word to the wise, be it unto me according to thy word. Oh, hallelujah. Every time you kneel down in prayer and God begins to talk, be it unto me according to thy word. What you're saying, Lord, that's what I want to do. What you're saying is what I want to be. In other words, you're catching on here. Word to the wise. It's just that bit of advice coming from the Word of God to keep my faith going forward. Hallelujah. Because of what God has promised, what God has said. Luke chapter 1 verse 49. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. Verse 50, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. A word to the wise here. Hallelujah. By Mary herself. Once again, the story here is Elizabeth. And Mary goes to visit Elizabeth. And when Mary comes on the scene and more or less is just telling her hello, the babe leaps in Elizabeth's womb. Who is that? John the Baptist leaps in Elizabeth's womb. Elizabeth's filled with the Holy Ghost. And she begins to prophesy. And she brings confirmation to Mary of everything the angel said, and Elizabeth wasn't even there. Well, a word to the wise. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. In other words, God is not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He is always going to bring a word to the wise. He's always going to bring some information our way. Hallelujah. Let it always be sufficient. Woo! It's when we begin to doubt, or we begin to rationalize, or we begin to try to figure it out, instead of just accepting the word of the wise from the Lord. Amen. Be not dismayed, those young in the Lord, because in due time ye shall overcome. Woo! That's God's promise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Don't put yourself in a seasoned position, a seasoned believer's position. I'm just going to throw this out there. Don't liken yourself unto the leadership. I've been in this 40 years. I've been through some of the hardest battles I think has ever been on the face of the earth, personally. And everybody else will think the same thing. Your battles are personal to you, and they're difficult to you, and they're hard to you. But you see, he's brought me through. That's why I'm trying to tell you. Every battle I've ever faced, it was not fun. It was not easy. Everything he tried to pull out of me, everything he tried to change in me, didn't come easy. But I have found in life, everything that is good doesn't come easy. You have to fight for it, strive for it, reach for it, be determined to lay hold of it. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And so we see here words to the wise. Luke chapter 2 verse 49. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother, we're going to emphasize here just a little bit on the mother. And his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Jesus was giving a word to the wise. Know ye not, I must be about my Father's business. They didn't understand it, yet Mary knew. That statement sent her all the way back to when the angel said, with God nothing shall be impossible. She didn't understand, but she pondered it, kept it in her heart. Every step of the way in Jesus' life, from the beginning, with God nothing shall be impossible. Be it unto me according to thy word. Oh my, and then Elizabeth, and oh praise God. All that come rushing back to her mind this day when they found Jesus in the temple. And she kept it in her heart. And here's what it produced. Later on, he was 12 years old when this scenario happened. It's history. It's a fact. Now he's 30 years old. 28 years later. Here's her statement at the wedding of Cana. And his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. A word to the wise. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. If you want to see the miraculous, if you want to see a miracle, if you want to see God move in a mighty way, this is where we got to get. It makes no difference from the babe to the seasoned. It never changes. That's one thing you can understand. It's never going to change. It's a word to the wise. Hallelujah. Whatever he says, do it. So number one, you're going to have to be listening to what he has to say. Hallelujah. A word to the wise only comes when I'm listening. Because even a stick won't help a fool. Who's a fool? Someone who will not listen to the Spirit of God when he begins to speak. That is a fool. Who has said in his heart, there's not a God? That is a fool. And even a stick won't help that. Mm-mm. Ah, but to the wise. Ah, what's the beginning of wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. And so to the wise, it only takes a word from the Lord to move me in the right direction. Hallelujah. I'm going to use you for a little illustration here, Ren, if you don't mind, here this morning. Because when you first started coming back in, God spoke something to you. And the word that God spoke to Ren was extreme, if I remember right. Extreme. And when Ren come to me and started telling me that God has spoke to him to get extreme, I was excited. Because I had Ren in high school in Christian education. And I had seen Ren get extreme. And I knew he could do it. And so I just started giving him a little word to the wise. I said, all right, God told you to get extreme. I said, here's some examples of extreme. Be in church when the doors are open. Everybody thinks that's extreme. They thought I was in a cult because I went to church more than one time a day on a Sunday. After I got saved, I went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and sometimes 2 weeks of revival. And they're thinking, why do you go to church so much? Well, it's a little extreme. Yes, I know. But I'm serious about serving God. Hallelujah. So that was the word that God spoke to Ren. And it was the turning point right there for him. Because then I had opportunity to give him a word to the wise of what extreme is going to bring about. Be in the house of God. Be in the word of God. Hallelujah. Be in prayer. And never give up, never quit. That's extreme. We serve an extreme God. Hallelujah. Because when we do that, he'll be extreme too. The miraculous will begin to happen. The strength will begin to come. The power will begin to descend. Woo! Hallelujah to the Lamb. And it's no different for anybody else. It may take a little more for some people to reach the point of extreme. I knew it wouldn't take Ren long. Like I said, I'd already seen it. But others, that's just not their temperament. Well, it's fixing to be. Called change. Woo. Are you ready to change some things? Are you ready to change some things? Well, I have found out in the course of 40 years it's going to take radical change in certain areas of our life. Woo. If we sense we're going back to that old place, that radicalness is, I ain't going there, and I start praying, or I start reading, or I start singing, I start meditating. Whatever it takes, that's what I start doing. Hallelujah. Yeah, but I can't sing good. I'm not talking about singing good. I'm talking about putting the devil on the run. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Hallelujah. It's not a matter of how good it may be. Would you rather have joy or would you rather have torment? Then get extreme. Lift your voice to God. Draw nigh to God. And what does his word say he'll do? He'll draw right nigh unto you. Hallelujah. See, you know, I mean, I use that terminology. The ball is always in our court. We're the one that has to be on offense. Because defense keeps the enemy at bay. But offense, we score. Offense, we win. In other words, we got to get on offense and not on defense. And to get on offense, you got to be extreme. That's just a word to the wise. That's what Mary, the mother of Jesus, told those servants that day. And it's good for you and I today. Whatever he says, do it. Because that's when the miraculous happens. Back to Moses. Hold your ground. Then he said something else. He said, raise your rod. Moses didn't hesitate. Moses had already kind of learned the hard way. He raised that rod. And because he did what God said, then God did. He did make a mistake later, and it cost him going into the promised land. God told him to speak to the rock the second time he was going to bring water to the children of Israel, and Moses hit the rock twice. And he did it. Take that, Israel. Have water. That's why God said, oh, Moses, you got a little out of control there, buddy. And because of that, you're going to see the promised land, but you're not going to go in it. But yet Moses was the meekest man, and Moses is praised all through the Word of God because he was the man God used. But once again, Moses was just a man, just like you and I. And even in his prime time, the people got the better part of him, and it cost him later. Take note, young ministers, don't ever let the people get the better part of you. It'll cost you later. Trust me. I know. Trust me. I know. Take a word of wisdom. Kill them with kindness. Hallelujah. Never going to go wrong being kind to people, being long-suffering with people, overlooking people, just loving one another as Christ has loved us. Hallelujah. Woo. Don't ever try to take it into your own hands, because that's when it gets messed up. Praise God. Word to the wise. Amen. So, Mary said, whatever he saith unto you, do it. Okay? Well, let's see what he has to say to us this morning. What do you say? You want some words to the wise from the master's lips? Those words in red? Woo! Here's what he said. Luke 2:49. And he said unto them, nope. Luke 11:9. There we go. I'd already read that one. Luke 11:9. And I say unto you, who's saying that? Jesus. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And notice how he closes this in verse 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? All right, hang on. Here comes 40 years of experience right at you. But I've been asking. I've been seeking. I've been knocking. And God hasn't heard. Oh, yeah, he has. But you haven't done it the way he said it. You haven't done it with faith. Don't ever blame God. If it's not working, you're doing something wrong. And it's up to you to adjust. How many's ever, tried to find that Christian radio station? and you're doing that knob and it comes in staticky, do you just leave it there on the static, or do you just go ahead and adjust it a little bit more so it can become clear? So, if you think you're asking and not receiving, and if you think you're seeking and not finding, and if you think you're knocking and it's not being opened unto you, then the problem's not on heaven's side. The problem's on our side that we're not really wanting to hear what he's going to say. Or ask us to do what he's going to ask us to do. And so a lot of times our asking is only carnal-sided, selfish-sided. And it's not really to be filled with the Holy Ghost of God and illuminated by the Holy Ghost of God and transformed by the Holy Ghost of God. We just want to speak in tongues. Because everything about God's word is going to take transformation on my part and a willingness to comply. And if I'm asking without a willingness to comply, and if I'm seeking without a willingness to comply, and if I'm knocking without a willingness to comply, I'm not going to get an answer until I'm willing to comply. Praise God. Word to the wise. John 15:4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except ye abide in me. A word to the wise. There's always got to be surrender to Jesus Christ. Not just Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and twice on Saturday. There's always got to be surrender. I've got to be in the vine. I've got to be surrendered to him. I've got to be listening to him. Hallelujah. Just a word to the wise from our master. I have to abide, or I'm not going to bear fruit. What is fruit? It's change. It's transformation. It's complying to the word of God, being transformed and conformed to the image of Christ. Amen. That's what it is. That's what it is to abide and bring fruit. Fruit is when I start producing righteousness in my life instead of unrighteousness in my life. And so to do that, once again, here it is. I've got to abide in the vine. I can't run from him. I've got to abide. I've got to hold my ground. And then hear his voice so I can go forward. John 15:12, and this is my commandment. This is what I was referring to just a moment ago. That ye love one another as I have loved you. How many foolish things have you done in your Christian life? Don't answer. Don't shout them out. Because I ain't going to share mine. And the Lord just helped you and overlooked you and dealt with you and loved you and brought you through and brought it to your knowledge. And you were better at the end. Well, that's how we're to love one another. You know, Maddie, when you're mean to me, and ornery to me, I just got to love you anyway. I know sooner or later you'll change. Hallelujah. that's all just a joke. But, I mean, you know, she's not mean to me at all. No. I don't guess there's anybody in here that's mean to me. Y'all have been good to me. Now, sometimes we're white. No, praise God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. It says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, once again, this is Jesus speaking, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Word of wisdom, Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. Amen. That is the plan of God for your life. As a born-again believer, a child of God, as a Christian professing Christ, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. But the rest of the story is, I have to receive the power. I have to submit to the power. I have to surrender to the power. See, this is the part the majority of Christianity always leaves out when they're reading these promises, is that every one of these promises comes with a stipulation of allegiance, consecration, dedication, surrender to the will of God. It's not just so I can wield power so I am somebody big and somebody strong and somebody spiritual. It's so you can overcome your weaknesses. It's so you can be a light to shine by overcoming your weaknesses. See, how many do we go about sometimes trying to make our light shine and we don't get it done because we can't make our light shine. It just shines when we start being conformed to Jesus Christ. It just starts glowing and then it gets brighter and then it gets brighter and then it starts going dim and dull and still flickering a little bit. And revival! We've got revival! Woo! It's lit again! Just trying to give you a word to the wise here this morning. The Christian life is all about battles. It's all about overcoming. It's all about surrender. It's all about doing the will of God. And it's all about realizing the will of God is the best thing that could ever happen in my life. But it's so hard. Oh, yeah, but anything that comes that hard is going to be even greater when we get on the other side. Woo, hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. I can remember crying out to my coach when he first came to be the coach of the football team of Chelsea America, and he instituted a thing called intervals. And he was going to get us in shape whether we wanted to be in shape or not. And trust me, if you want to get in shape, I've got exactly what to get it done. Guaranteed, every time. Intervals. Mark off 40 yards. Run it in 15 seconds. Oh, and back in 15 seconds. And then you got 13 seconds for the running backs to run theirs. So you got 13 seconds to catch your wind. And now you're going to go down there and back again in 15 seconds. And then you're going to have 13 more seconds to catch your wind now, and you're about to die. And when the running backs get back, you're going again a third time in 15 seconds. 80 yards in 15 seconds is what that is. And then when you come back to that line, you fall down on the ground, you may be throwing up, and you are just gasping for air, and everybody gets 1 minute to rest. And you're going to do it again. Three more times every 13 seconds. And then you get another minute. And then three more times. Wow. Did anybody do it the first time? Not one individual. He said, guys, I know this is hard. I said, but later, he said, later, you'll thank me for it. He was right. But because of that training and giving us that amount of stamina, by the time, and this is where that terminology that I throw around quite often, that terminology, fourth quarter, came alive. I don't know if you know anything about football or not, but you got four quarters. And you are out there, and of course our team was small. The majority of our team was out there on offense and defense. He knew that. He knew his team was small. And he knew he was going to have some guys that were physically fit that could play the whole four quarters without any relief. How many realize we're in the last days? And we're in the most perilous times the church has ever known. And God is going to need some soldiers with stamina and endurance, because it ain't going to get any easier from here on out for the church. The spiritual warfare is going to get stronger because there's such a few in number striving for the right. Whoa. And God is strengthening us daily. Amen. Fourth quarter, what did that mean? That meant if at the end of the third quarter, the football was down on the 5-yard line, because at every quarter, you switch directions that you're going. So if you received the kickoff and they tackled you on the 5-yard line, you had 95 yards to go now to get a touchdown. But if the third quarter ended at that moment, then we'd have to march all the way to the other end of the 95 yards, turn around, and come the other direction. You know what we did when the fourth quarter came? We sprinted 95 yards at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And we were down there waiting on the other team who were just barely plodding along. Boop. And then we'd march 95 more yards and make a touchdown. Boop. Why? Because of the training that we had been given. Oh, hallelujah. And yes, it was always sweet to be the winner. It was always great to be the one that still had strength and stamina at the fourth quarter, and you could tell they didn't, because you could just push them around anywhere and everywhere. And that's why we won our games. We won probably the majority of our games in the fourth quarter. Church, we're in the fourth quarter. We're in the last of the last days. And we're going to have that kind of strength and stamina for these days. Because, hey, I mean, there's just spiritual wickedness in high places. There is darkness everywhere across the land. Hallelujah. And God's needing a light to shine right in the middle of it. Hallelujah. And we're going to need that strength, that power of the Holy Ghost to let this little light of mine shine. Amen. I'm going to have to learn to lay hold of the words to the wise. To receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Because Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. He said so many things right there, word to the wise. All power is given unto me. Ain't nobody going to conquer Jesus. He has no rival. I love that song. Woo! He has no rival. All power has been given unto him in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. And he said, go. Tell everybody about it. Hallelujah. Let them know what God has done for you. That means they're going to be believers. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then teaching them, amen, words of wise, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And remember, I'm with you. Always. It means he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's always right there. He's in the front. He's in the back. He's on both sides. He's right there. I gotta keep that on my mind. Woo! I gotta keep that on my mind. Amen. That's the glorious thing about those gospel songs. They help keep truth on my mind. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. Even to the end of the world. When we haven't made it to the end of the world, that means he's still here. He's still right by our sides. He's not leaving us. He's not forsaking us. He is for us. A word to the wise. You will be more than a conqueror if you just keep following. It may take longer, but it will happen. That's what you got to know. Don't be comparing yourself to everybody else. That's the enemy's game. Even on our football team, we didn't compare one another to each other. We all just performed our positions like we were supposed to. It was a camaraderie. Great job. The tackle wasn't trying to be the guard. The guard wasn't trying to be the tight end. No, no. The guard was the guard. The center was the center. And everybody was doing their job. And when everybody did the job for that particular play, there was always ground gained. That's how you win. Do your part. That's how you win. Hallelujah. That's what perfection in the Bible is all about. It's not whether or not you're doing as good as somebody else. Are you just following Jesus right where you're at? That's what he's after. Don't let the enemy get you to comparing yourself to others. No. Just look unto the author and the finisher of your faith, because he's the one training you, helping you, encouraging you with mercy, love, and grace. Hallelujah. Glory. Aren't you so thankful that mercies are renewed every morning? I've got something here to throw at you, though, on that particular verse. Woo! Because there's another scripture that says, be ye merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. That means his mercy is renewed every morning unto me. Thus, my mercy is renewed every morning to everybody else. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, my. Most of the time, we didn't think that way. We were just looking for the mercy. We were looking for the grace. We're needing help, God. Hallelujah. Oh, but he gives us all that so we can share it with others. He gives us mercy so we can be merciful. He gives us grace so we can be gracious. He gives us love so we can love. Hallelujah. You see, when we start getting a hold of that, that God freely gives, all we have to do is learn to freely receive. And when we learn to freely receive, it kind of comes with the double fold. We learn to freely give. Because we're not always grasping for it. We just freely receive what he brings. Word of wisdom. Word to the wise. Amen. Glory. Whatever he says, do it. Do it. You may think it's strange. That's all right. Just do it. Naaman the leper thought it was strange to go dip in the muddy river Jordan to bring cleansing to his leprosy. He thought that was outrageous. Matter of fact, he even got mad, stomped off, rode off in his chariot. Some of his little servants scared to death to say anything, but they went ahead and said it. I'm sure Naaman's glad now. They said, Master, if he would have told you to do some great thing in your mind, so to speak, would you not have done it? Well, yeah. Well, Master, if this is what he told you, I'm just kind of paraphrasing it so we'll get the... Don't you think you ought to try it? And he humbled his heart. And wasn't even obedient with joy. Because he already showed his colors. I can see him right now. I can see it in my mind. Vivid. He's taken his armor off and everything, and he's marching through the mud. Oh, this River Jordan is the filthiest thing I've ever been in. Not griping and complaining the whole way. Oh, man. It's been preached over 1,000 times probably about Naaman being dipped in the Jordan. Going down once, still the same. Well, my, went down 6 times. This ain't changed me a bit. Not even one thing has changed. Why should I do 7 in this filth? But when he complied with the exact directive, even though his attitude stank, because God said, if you'll dip 7 times, you'll be healed. When he come up from that 7th dip, he was healed. I think his attitude changed. I think he came running out of the water, splashing the water. Praise God. I believe everybody around him got wet. We're going to have a baptismal service, and that'll be fine. Everybody around us can get wet. Hallelujah. Nothing like getting baptized by the baptized. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But emphasis word to the wise this morning. Whatever he says, do it. Do it. Stand with me this morning. Praise the Lord. God, you're so good. Amen. Can someone come back to the piano just for a little bit here this morning? Glory. Praise be to our God. God, your word is so wonderful. God, your Holy Ghost, so powerful. Lord, your love, so everlasting. So everlasting. We'll never run it out. Hallelujah. Oh, God, because you look down and you see the hearts of men and women. And you see the potential of what you're going to do. And you keep working until it begins to happen. Hallelujah. That is that mercy. That is that grace. That is that kindness. And God, we thank you, Lord, for those words of wisdom you've given to us. Help us to cherish them. Help us to cling to them. Help us to hide them in our heart that we can bring them back again when the enemy comes against our minds. When the world comes against us, we can remember a word to the wise that you have spoken to us. And we can hear and we can do because you are for us, God. You are for us. Praise your name. Lift your hands to the Lord. Give him thanksgiving this morning because he is worthy to be thanked. Give him praise this morning because he is worthy to be praised. And just give him your heart fresh and anew this morning because he's worthy to be served. Hallelujah. With all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, with all of our mind. Amen. Trusting in him and not in our abilities, not in how well we perform, but we are trusting in him because of who he is and what he has promised he is going to do. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we're rejoicing in the greatness of your salvation, how you work and how you move, Lord God, in those wonderful, mysterious ways to bring about victories in our hearts, victories in our minds, victories in our lives. Hallelujah. Lord, you know how each one of us is so wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Our mind frame, how we think, how we operate. Lord, you know everything about us. Lord, that's why our hope is in you. Our trust is in you. Lord God, for you to work your wonderful work in us. Praise be to our God. Lord, as we just simply lay our guard down, lay our will down, and let your will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise be to our God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. Amen. If you're here this morning and you just need special prayer, you don't have to mention what it is. You just want to be prayed for this morning. I want you to just step out in the aisle. Just step out in the aisle. If you want special prayer this morning, just step out in the aisle right there beside your pew and just step out there. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise be to our God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Church, just kind of look around. Amen. If you see somebody that has stepped out, make your way over there. Lay your hand on them, hallelujah, and just begin to pray. Because it's the prayers of the saints, amen, it's the prayer of faith that heals the sick. Hallelujah, and what greater faith could you and I have than to pray for one another, love one another. Hallelujah, praise be to our God. Father in heaven, just let it be done.